All over the region, undeveloped open spaces face enormous pressure. That can lead to disagreements. In Kirkland, neighbors and public officials disagree on what should become of an old rail corridor. KUOW's growth and development reporter Joshua McNichols has more.
This quiet trail we're on, it runs through woods and wetlands and past backyards. It filled a spiritual need some Kirkland residents didn't even know they had. Jan Young lives in Kirkland. She's been taking care of her aging mother, who has health problems. One time, Young and her mother spent the day at the emergency room.
It was just very stressful, and it was great to just come here out on the trail and just go for a long walk to just clear my head and kind of start thinking about the big picture and, you know, what's really important and what's not important.
Young says this trail would be a lot less calm if there were buses on it. To the side of the trail, there are shallow ditches running with late winter rain. The water gathers in streams, some of which bear salmon before feeding Lake Washington. Sean Echeverres has fallen in love with a little wetland just to the side of the trail. He spent hours restoring this place.
There was nothing before. Now you see little ducks, birds.
Echeverres says this sensitive landscape is no place for buses or trains.
You see, it's going to affect all the water, right?
It's simple geometry. The current trail is 10 feet wide. A couple of lanes for bus rapid transit would be at least twice that.
And then there's a buffer zone. So it's going to come somewhere in there, and it's going to screw everything up.
We were just shocked that they would even be considering putting mass transit on the trail.
Why were you shocked?
I was shocked because they had just spent, you know, all of this money to make the trail so nice. And as we've talked to a lot of people about this issue, they were also surprised. So that's when I started looking into it and decided I needed to try to do something.
Jan Young and Sean Echeverres are just two of the 2,000 Kirkland residents who've petitioned their government to keep transit off the trail. The movement caught Kirkland officials by surprise.
It's only been a trail for 13 months, and you would think it was a birthright.
Penny Sweet is on the Kirkland City Council. She says the Cross Kirkland Corridor Trail was always intended to be temporary. If it were permanent, she says it'd be asphalt instead of gravel, because that's better for bikes. But she says maybe they could have been a little bit more clear about that.
We made a little mistake, and the little mistake was moving forward as quickly as we could.
They built the trail, but they didn't talk enough about the transit that would come later.
So Save Our Trails happened, and, you know, God bless them. I see the concern.
But transit has always been part of the plan. This trail in Kirkland, it's just one leg of a much longer corridor that stretches all the way from Woodinville up north to Renton down south. It connects communities all up and down the east side of Lake Washington. And it leads them all to the light rail station being built in Bellevue. Sure, there was a time when people thought of it as just a trail.
Initially, it was termed the granddaddy of all trails.
Larry Phillips was on the King County Council when the Burlington Northern Railroad put its old railway line on the market about 10 years ago. Phillips says it didn't take long to realize the corridor presented a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
When you look at the seven cities on the east side, they're tremendous growth rates. They're burgeoning populations in terms of what's happening, and really a second economic engine for the state of Washington. An exclusive use, say, only for our trail, just didn't make sense.
King County couldn't afford the ribbon of land alone. A coalition of governments, agencies, and utilities all chipped in. The city of Kirkland bought this part of the trail, but it was Sound Transit's big, early investment that really got things started. Today, the transit agency owns an easement up and down the corridor, and the relationship between transit and trails is clearly intended as a partnership.
I think overall, what we're going to see with the corridor is really an evolution of how people relate to it.
David St. John is a project manager with King County. Before he took on the project, Eastside residents sued over the trail. Many of them said the right to run a railroad past their backyards did not entitle the government to put a trail there, too. Today, people along the trail in Kirkland are fighting to protect it. St. John says he expects a similar transformation after transit is added to the corridor.
And what we're going to see in the next decade or so is people turning around and facing the corridor and really engaging on it and building community around it.
Sound Transit hasn't firmed up its plans yet. It hasn't decided whether to run transit along this trail or next to Interstate 405. It hasn't even decided between bus rapid transit or rail. But it's thinking hard on those options now. In April, Sound Transit will reach out to the public with surveys and public meetings. That's when Kirkland residents, along with everybody else in the region, can help decide the future of the East Side Rail Corridor. Whatever comes out of the far end of that process will be part of the Sound Transit 3 ballot measure this fall. In Kirkland, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.